I hope that you come with a prayer in your heart. I hope you come to worship and serve this true and living God that we have, and who is above all and in you all. And some might think, well, he's not here. But you know, he said he's nigh everyone. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of praise. So if you want to praise him, it's nigh unto ye. If you open up your heart and let the Lord use you this morning. And unto you that don't know him, if you're seeking, you'll find him. If he's knocking, please open unto him. For if you will open unto him, I can assure you, he will lead you and guide you in the ways of all truth. He's a keeper. He's a rock in a weary land. And he's there for us every day. Though we're not there for him every day, sometime we get very slack in our everyday walk, and we're surely not perfect in this flesh. But by the grace of God, where grace abound, where sin abounds, grace much more. I'm glad that grace overcomes sin. This is an old song that an old sister's dead and gone many, many years ago. I was coming back from the Northern New Salem Association, and just a young man, and this old sister was sitting in the back seat, and she began to sing this song. And I know I can't sing it like that, but Brother John, he loves it, but it touched my heart that day. And I've never forgot that time of coming down Interstate 71.
Fall on my ear.
listen, your voices I hear, rings with harmony, heaven's highest dome. Joyfully, joyfully hasting to thy home. Death with thy weapons of war, lay me low down. Strike, kings of terror, I fear not the blow. Jesus has broken the bars of the tomb. Joyfully, joyfully will I go home. Bright will the morning of eternity dawn. Death shall be blemished, his scepter be gone. Joyfully then will I witness his highest done. Joyfully, joyfully resting at home. It's sweet this morning to know that there's a rest remain for the children of God. There therefore remains a rest. God has set it aside for the children of God. We've got a rest to go to one day. Though we have trials and tribulations in this world below and suffering, my brother, that sometimes don't seem to be fair, but in the world to come there'll be no pain. There'll be no suffering there. There'll be no crying. There'll be no tears to stain the streets of that city. Just joy and happiness and peace. In the arms of the Lord, there we'll rest forever and forever with Him, Brother John. I thank God the day that I made that preparation that I might obtain that rest through Jesus Christ by being born again. Not of the corruptible seed which you look at here today, but of an incorruptible, Brother Greg, that's in the inside of me. There's a man that dwells in there that I invited in. I invited him to come in to take up his abode. And he said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'm going to come in to you and I'm going to take up my abode in there. And I'm not going to go out no more. I'm going to be an everlasting abider. He said in his writings here, he said, I'm a rock in a weary land. He said, I'm a shelter in the time of storm. Yes. Brother, and I don't know about you, but I've had storms in my life. And I've had troubles and trials. And I've seen the sun begin to darken and the clouds overhang me. Brother, I declare today, but there's a man that come in here and took me as a bow, my brother. And that the sunlight of his love never goes out. Though the clouds hang low and sometime we fear and sorrows overtakes us, brother. Brother Lon, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding that he gave unto me. He gave unto me eternal life, friend, and his life is in his Son this morning. And I want you to have life and have it more abundant. abundantly in Him, that when the battle is over and the race is run, therefore remains for me a rest, brethren, and not for me only, but for everyone that loves and serves, loves and serves Him, and looks for His second coming. There is a crown laid up for Him. What is that crown this morning? It's a crown of righteousness. And another said, a crown of glory. Brother, I declare, when I awaken in likeness, I'm going to be satisfied. I'm not satisfied here below. All the day, the writer of old had said that we're just pilgrims and strangers and sojourners along the way. Like Abraham of old had said, he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God, eternal in the heavens. Brother, this world is not my home. When I fly away, I want to cry farewell, vain world. I'm going home. I'm going where the sunlight or the moon is not going to be. The stars in heaven won't have to light that city, brother. I'm going where God and the Lamb is the light thereof, and He will lighten that city. Brother, the day and we walk in the light of the Lord forever and forever. And sing that song that we can't sing here. Sometime try to sing some song and can't seem to get the tune just right. To satisfy me, brother. But in the morning, brother, I'll be tuned up to sing that new song. Brother, and those that never uttered a word that come out of the womb, brother, I was dead, brother. They're going to be able to sing that song in the morning. Why do you say that, Brother Junior? God is going to give every seed a body, brother, and every seed is going to get its own body. Whether you're a righteous seed or a corruptible seed, you're going to get a body that can die, brother. Brother, I want to be like the writer of old. It said, swing wide, ye everlasting gate, and let the King of Glory come in. Where's He gone, brother? He's going to take His bride home to dwell with Him, Brother Ronnie, forever and forever. He is the light of that city. He is the light of the world. But He said, I'm going away, and ye are the light of the world. We're a city this morning, brother. Let your light shine that men can see your Father, how great He is this morning. Let your light shine that men can feel there's reality in serving Him. I talked to the old man, Brother Harvey, in the room with up there yesterday, and I felt so sorry for that man. He said, I was led in prayer one time when he was in the hospital. He said, but I just don't feel full for Him today. This God that I have this morning, He can be touched with our infirmities, brother. Friend, I said to the old man, when you feel that little call to pray, I said, do you ever feel that? Yeah. I said, well, just come down humble in your heart and say, Lord, please forgive me and come in. I said, and you beg to the Lord, and the Lord will hear your cry. He will pick your feet out of the mire and clay. He'll set them up on that rock, brother. Here's the good part. He'll fill your heart with love. His Spirit will bear witness with our spirit that ye are the children of God. That's how we know we got salvation. We can feel Him in our hearts this morning, brother. I can feel Him in my heart. Makes my soul happy, brother. Makes my flesh even feel good. Does the outward man receive anything? I believe it boils over over on the outside. Though he's not perfect, brother. Oh, yeah, brother. There never been a man speak like this man. When he speaks to your heart and gives you life, you can't forget it.
No.
You can't forget it. I don't want to take too much time this morning. I just love him this morning.
Amen.
And I want each and every one. It makes me sad as I sat there last night. And as I wept and cried a little bit about that old man over there, I thought of all the years that he had and how men sometime will lead you in a path that is not straight. There's so many leading today, just repeat this prayer after me and calling it salvation. Well, friend, if God don't lead you, you cannot be saved. You understand that? If God don't draw you, you can't go to heaven. No man can come unto the Father except by me, he said. And no man can come unto me except my Father which sent me. Draw him. And when he draws you, friend, you can work while it's day, for when darkness comes, no man can work. Night's going to come to many men while they're still alive, because the Spirit's going to be withdrawn from them, and the working Spirit to draw them to Christ is going to end, brother. I don't know who that's to, but I know one thing, what the Bible is true, friend. Work while it's day, for when that night comes, it's going to be over. Whether it's going to be death or whether the Spirit is withdrawn from you, I don't know. But one thing I do know, while the Lord is a-working with you, you can work. You can be saved as God calls. You can take heed and call upon the name of Jesus and believe in the only begotten Son of God. And he said, thou shalt be saved. If you can believe that from the heart, forsaking all others, as I told the old man, you can't have no other God before you. God said he was a jealous God. And he said, I'll have no other God before me. You must give him your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and seek him with everything within your heart. For with the heart, Paul said, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Brother John. That's the way it is upon the earth that God has set the plan. That's the plan God has set forth. We must get in the plan, and the plan will get in us. That's just the way it is, brother. So this morning, if there's any sick and afflicted among you, if you want to leave a word, first of all, I want to say that Brother Terry's not here. He's up to Bethlehem Church in Virginia, making up a union meeting that he's going to supposed to have next month in two places. So he went up there today for Jim Blankenship, the moderator up there, was here last month.